Okay, listeners, thanks for joining me. This is Andy Hanasek, and I'm here at the Certified Angus Beef Conference, 2014 conference, here in Florida. And I have the pleasure of sitting with Mark McCulley, Vice President of Production for Certified Angus Beef. And he just gave a great presentation on cattle supply and production and how that has affected price and the cost of beef overall. Mark, thanks for joining me, and thanks for a great presentation.
Well, thank you much, Andy.
So give me kind of the overall viewpoint of how supply and production, you threw out a lot of numbers in the presentation, and if there was a couple sentence summary that you had that coming out of that presentation for the beef industry, what would you say that summary is?
Well, I think we start, and thinking about an audience that we had here was heavily retailers and folks that are putting prices on product out to consumers that's all-time historical highs. And the question we get is, how did we get to this point? How did we get to these incredibly high prices, prices that are double where we were just 5, 6, 8 years ago? And it's really supply and demand. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. And what we did today was kind of talk back through differences in cost of production, how things have changed, but really what it boils down to is there's simply fewer cattle. There's fewer cattle available here in the United States, and that's heavily been driven off drought and higher feed costs. Those are kind of the two primary factors that have driven the supply to the levels, historical low levels that we're at today. And as a result, we still have a consumer that loves our product and is willing to pay for it. And with that reduced supply, we've seen some historical price levels that honestly a lot of us that have been in the business a while never even dreamed we'd see.
Yeah. So, but one of the interesting points I think you mentioned was, and correct me if I'm wrong, even though the supply is lower, the quality of the supply has improved, correct?
Absolutely.
So what do you think has kind of driven that? Has that been a consumer-driven point, or what has led to that? Because that seems kind of, you know, interesting. You would think that kind of, you know, a lower tide lowers all ships.
Yes.
You know, but here quality has improved.
Yeah, and it's really, I think, one of the real success stories for cattlemen and the folks that are raising the cattle. They've responded to what consumers have said, and that signal that's been sent is that they want a higher quality product. And by higher quality, we're saying the product that has more marbling in it. So the prime, the choice of certified Angus beef product, which is a high marbling product. We call it premium choice, up on the very top end. And there's been dollars and incentive that's been sent back that comes from the consumer demand and the consumer's willingness to pay more for that product. The cattle industry and the cattlemen have heard that signal, seen that signal, and what they've done is they've built their cattle, they've selected for marbling, and they've selected cattle and managed cattle, and we've learned how to manage them and market them in such a way that more of them grade choice and prime and certified Angus beef. And so while we're at a historical low time in overall cattle numbers, in fact, us as a brand, Certified Angus Beef, we've had some historically high times in terms of product availability, and that's been, you know, pretty exciting. It's the farmers and ranchers responding to the signals that the consumer is sending.
That's great, and that's outstanding. So looking forward, you mentioned that, you know, obviously everybody who would be listening to this podcast, and you and I know it takes a while for the production to ramp up and for the cows to grow, the cattle to grow and get into the production cycle. But you had some positive outlooks on things based on things like corn prices and some of the costs going down and rebuilding the herd in general. Can you kind of elaborate on what the outlook is moving forward for the herd and things like that?
You bet. There are definitely some positives in play. One, we are rebuilding the herd. Mother Nature has cooperated, and that's really a lot of what this boils down to. We've gotten rain through a big chunk of the country where we raise cattle, kind of that middle belt of the United States. There's still some parts of the country that are facing some pretty serious droughts. Our friends out in California are still dealing with drought there. But Texas and Oklahoma and up into Nebraska and the Dakotas, a lot of that country where we raise a lot of beef cattle, they've had rain. And so they are rebuilding. They are restocking their herds, and they're growing their numbers. And so that's going to be very supportive to supply, and will take some of the pressure off of the price situation. The other, as you mentioned, is corn corn price. Of course, all animal proteins are heavily dependent on corn as a feed ingredient, a primary feed ingredient. Mm-hmm. And we've seen corn that, here just in recent year or so was up in the $7 per bushel. We've got a huge, huge harvest coming to this fall through the Corn Belt. We've had almost ideal growing conditions through a lot of that area. A lot of acres were planted in corn, and as a result, we're going to see corn now down into the $3 a bushel range, possibly even under $3. And so a huge, huge shift in our production costs as it relates to finishing beef cattle and chicken and pork as well.
One quick question that I had when you were kind of going through that was, you mentioned Mother Nature has cooperated, and we all know 2012 was, just a disastrous drought and whatnot. And you mentioned as long as Mother Nature continues to cooperate, how much of a misstep does Mother Nature have to make in order to kind of knock this way off? I mean, how far ahead or how far positive is this outlook in comparison? If we have a few weeks without rain or something, right, or a few weeks of some crazy weather, will that ruin everything, or will that just maybe knock a few notches off? What's the thought there?
I think for this year, I think most would say the crop's pretty well made.
Okay.
Now the challenge might be is if it rains too much, simply getting the crop out in a timely way. But I'd say most would suggest that the crop, both beans and corn, are pretty much made at this point. So the threat of anything really occurring there to our yields is we're probably out of any sort of danger zone there.
Okay.
I think what 2012 reminded us is we do live in a global marketplace today. We export we don't just consume our grains here in the U.S. And not just for feed and for food. Obviously, we use it for fuel, but we export these products all around the world. And changes in currency impact corn price. And the reality is we don't operate with that big cushion, and we call it that stocks to use ratio, how much we have versus how much we use. We because of demand, we run this thing a lot thinner than we have historically. So to your point of how close are we, if we hit a drought, a severe drought next year, we could repeat where we were back in 2012, or what was created by 2012. So it's dynamic. It's a global marketplace to the cattle farmer, to the grain producer. They're probably more encouraged today to utilize some risk management tools that are out there than ever before.
Yeah.
Because it is a pretty crazy time.
Great, Mark. Thank you so much for your time and a great presentation and for helping our listeners understand the market a little bit better. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for all you do, and we appreciate you being here.
Is there any website that they could check out to get more information specifically around what you do?
You bet. And a couple websites. One that's more geared towards our consumer, and that's www.certifiedangusbeef.com. And then those that are interested more on the production side and what we do with our cattle producers, we actually put out a lot of services and tools that are available to cattle producers that are wanting to aim and manage and target their production. We have a website called cabpartners.com, and you can reach that site from our certifiedangusbeef.com site as well. So either one of those sites, depending upon your interest.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right. Thanks for having me.